Yeah, well, it's worse than I thought. I don't know if you heard the last hour, but I just got some additional news about this attack that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was putting together. And yes, they were targeting me very specifically as I show up in their emails that Think Progress will be putting out redacted versions of them tonight. I believe, if they haven't already done so. But these are Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy. And we're going to be going to Tom tomorrow in a bit, very shortly, and hopefully he can cheer me up because he's funny. In the meantime, yes, one of the emails says, Brad Friedman, co-founder, has done much of the work in establishing the online presence and writing content. And they point to my Twitter page and my Facebook page, and they have date of birth and middle name and home address and all kinds of lovely people, this U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It ought to be a crime. Maybe it is. We'll find out. But you see, if you want to be a progressive, if you want to stand up for what's right in this country, then you're going to be taken on by some pretty powerful folks out there, some pretty powerful folks who are willing to spend millions and millions of our taxpayer dollars, by the way, to assault people like me and Glenn Greenwald. And I don't know why they haven't gone after my next guest, Tom Tomorrow. They should. He's much more effective than anybody else. Hang on. There we go. Okay. Get my act together. You can read more about that at bradblog.com. I'm sure I'll have more on that later tonight. And thinkprogress.org, of course, has more as well. And you know what? You know what? Please support independent media. Whether it's bradblog.com, whether it's stopthechamber.com, frankly, whether it's Salon and Glenn Greenwald or Salon and my next guest, Tom Tomorrow, his weekly cartoon, This Modern World, of course, appears in Salon.com in approximately 80 papers across the country, such as The Village Voice, San Francisco Bay Guardian, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. If it doesn't appear in your hometown independent paper, then call them and complain, because it should. He is one of the great ones. He has been unflinching over these past nightmarish years, 8 years of Bush, 2 years of Barack Obama. And he now has a new book, Too Much Crazy, following on the heels of his children's book recently, The Very Silly Mayor. Tom Tomorrow joins us now. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Brad.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. You catch me on a great night. I'm in a great mood.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Can you tell?
Seems like you're trying to stir up trouble for me.
Yeah. Why haven't you gone after tomorrow, people? Well, you know what? There's 60,000 of those emails that have been hacked and released now, and your name's got to be in there somewhere, Tom.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there's stuff going on all the time. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
This is kind of a long-standing, not to dive into Glenn Beck territory here, but I have this long-standing theory that probably half the comments, half the anonymous comments you read online are people who are like your Chamber of Commerce friends, people
yeah.
who have ulterior motives other than you know. I have seen it play out in very obvious ways on Salon and elsewhere, but I suspect this sort of thing goes on all the time.
Well, you see it. You see people say, oh, they're, you know, these are paid trolls in the comment threads and everything else. But I mean, this is some of the amazing stuff that is coming out of these emails now that we have at Bradblog. Think Progress has it. It's very specific, you know, create a false document, get it to these people, and then put out another one and claim that they lied about it and that they falsified it. I mean, incredibly detailed stuff.
It's the triumph of privatization. It used to be the FBI and COINTELPRO that had to do this sort of thing. Now private corporations have taken up the slack. This is capitalism at work, Brad. It's a triumph of privatization.
Yeah, and I must hate America if I'm against it, now that I think about it. Man.
Exactly.
Well, listen, brother. All right. Well, too much crazy indeed. Now, is this is the new book? Is this a collection of the columns? The columns. What do you write?
Cartoons.
Panels. Collection of your panels over recent years?
Yeah, it is the past 2 years. Basically runs through the campaign and mm-hmm. through the election and the first year and change of Obama's presidency.
Did you find once Obama came into office that it got easier to be a satirical cartoonist or harder to be a satirical cartoonist?
Well, I think there's always a period of adjustment with especially when the when parties hand over power. But it's never, I've been doing this a while now. I did this all through the Clinton years. And, when people say, oh, thank goodness, now a Democrat has been elected and there will be no more need for cartoons, I have generally found this not to be the case.
And luckily so. I imagine that with the rise of the teabaggers, in many ways, this stuff must just get easier and easier in some sense.
Well, this is kind of the paradox because, or maybe I'm just self-sabotaging, but if it seems too easy,
yeah.
then I suspect it.
Mm.
and I sort of deliberately don't always take the easy bait.
Right.
Although I concede that I've had plenty of fun with the Tea Party.
Yeah, and I notice, speaking of easy bait, I notice that you spend a lot of time watching Glenn Beck, Tom. I follow your Twitters very closely.
Yeah, I work at home, and the TV's right there, and the radio, and he is a fascinating character. He really is.
And I believe you had said today, I already forgot the tweets. I was thrown off by what you said, but he was going for broke today.
He was weapons grade crazy today. I'm sure there are clips up already, but the thing with Glenn Beck, honestly, if I had to spend as much time saying, I'm not crazy, they all think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy, that's about half of his show most days. And if I had to spend that much time saying that, it would give me pause. I would start to wonder. I guess you have to admire his single-mindedness. But yeah, no, he's been on a roll. I'm not the only person to have noted this, but ever since the situation in Egypt blew up, he's had, and this is a man who's had some pretty extraordinary theories to begin with.
Right.
So, the bar was not set low to begin with, but I don't know, apparently there's a gigantic worldwide conspiracy with the Muslim Brotherhood and Code Pink and Bill Ayers, and it's in order to...
Acorn, I heard that Acorn was involved in the uprising. Yes.
In Paris or something. And you know how much just sort of natural sympathy left-leaning people like you and me have for a right-wing religious dictatorship.
Right.
That's the thing that always puzzles me. But, the thing with Beck.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember a few years back when all the right-wing bloggers suddenly dug up this obscure professor named Ward Churchill?
Oh, yes, they do.
And played him up as if he were the leader of the left.
Right.
That's what Beck does all the time. He pulls people out of total obscurity. People, with all due respect, I had never heard of Saul Alinsky or Francis Fox Piven until Glenn Beck brought them up. And that may just be my own shortcomings.
I never heard of them.
They seem to be very smart people, what have you. But they were not on my radar. They were not part of my life. My point being, I've got this cartoon out there. I do this thing in public.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a vast left-wing conspiracy, somebody, they forgot to tell the cartoonist.
The cartoonists are always the last to learn. They never get invited to the meetings.
If there's all this Soros money floating around, my check got lost in the mail.
Yeah,
and I could use it.
I know. I know, because you're fighting like hell as these, and we're going to talk about it. We've got to take a break here shortly, but we'll talk about this when we come back after the break, because you're fighting like hell with the independent media, with the newspapers shutting down.
Oh, it has hasn't been a good couple of years for that. I've got to say that.
No, it hasn't. But we're going to save the day, by the way, because you came to, well, sort of, to our rescue when you picked up on this coverage that I was doing last year, about a year ago this time, trying to get the New York Times, the paper of record, the reliable one, after all, to retract, to correct, to apologize for their reporting on Acorn and James O'Keefe and his phony pimp stunt that they had just misreported over and over and over again. And even when I mean, the measures that I went to try to explain to them how they were wrong, to prove it to them.
Yeah, that was I don't know if you have time to go into it, but that was a really brilliant correction that they issued. What was it that he had said this, but and he had said this, but he didn't mean they happened at the same time?
Right.
When the ombudsman said that?
Right, that because the New York Times had reported that he had dressed as a pimp and filmed Acorn workers.
But they did not specify that these things were done at the
same time.
And this was, honest to God, their not apology, but explanation.
Yes.
That was mind-boggling, and they eventually had to apologize for that because it was so stupid.
Which earned them, which earned their public editor Clark Hoyt a depiction in a Tom Tomorrow, This Modern World panel as a weasel. Well done, Tom. Hang tight. I got to get to a quick break here. More with Tom tomorrow straight ahead. And if you want to get in, you've got any thoughts or questions for Tom tomorrow, otherwise known as Dan Perkins, 877-520-1150. We'll be back.
Maybe you'll fall in love with me, Domani. Maybe tomorrow night the sun will shine.
You see what we did there, Tom, tomorrow? We played an Italian Domani song so that we didn't have to play The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. Apparently the targeted one tonight, with Tom Tomorrow, the great Tom Tomorrow, the great cartoonist of This Modern World and recent author of Too Much Crazy and the children's book, The Very Silly Mayor. We're going to try to get to some of your calls if you want to get in on this conversation, 877-520-1150. Before I get to the state of this modern world when it comes to publishing, Tom, your children's book, what are the ages on that?
I think I wrote that when my kid was about 4 or 5. I think the best age for that is probably like between 3 and 6.
Okay, so I would love it. I'm going to try to get it. We've it's perfect. We've got links to that, of course, at bradblog.com, and I suspect over at your blog site, which is thismodernworld.com. Is it
right? That's correct.
ThisModernWorld.com. Okay, with the publishing landscape as it is, Tom, how do we help support this modern world? How do we make sure that cartoonists like you keep busy, make a living, and can continue doing the important work that you do?
That's a real good question. We're an endangered species.
I know.
And I don't know anyone who's really figured out a good answer to that. I mean, it's not as if this was ever a really stable profession to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the newspapers are all having trouble or just, frankly, making some kind of bad decisions, you know, and dropping comics.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that you can do to support the kind of work I do is to call the newspaper, if they don't, you know, your local alt weekly, if they've dropped my cartoon or a cartoon like mine or they've never run it, call them and let them know that you're not happy about that. You know, but apart from that, I don't know, buy the book.
Yes, please do buy the book. Well, similarly, does it make any sense to call these alt weeklies that do run you and say, hey, we love you? Don't.
Oh, yes. That. Thank you for thinking about that.
Welcome.
It's the other very important thing. The paper that continue to run it, it's really important that they know that you appreciate it.
And Salon.com, I suspect, they would appreciate the support
as
well.
That's, yeah, they're a, I have run in Ceylon, I believe, since 1995.
So really?
I've been there a very long time.
They've been around since 95?
Possibly earlier.
Wow.
They were very early on the scene.
Wow. You want to take a quick call?
Absolutely.
Stephen from Burbank, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Do you have a question or thought for Tom tomorrow?
Yes, Brad, I do, and hello, Tom. I would just like to say that I'm glad to be on the same page with you. And this is literally, it's in the Pasadena Weekly.
Oh, great.
The 11/25/10 Security Theater Follies. And I had called Brad before this was published and said that the agents, I would hope that they would still love me and respect me in the morning.
Are you a cartoonist, Stephen?
No, I'm not. I'm just a regular jive clown out here suffering in the plebeian world.
All right. Well, good to have you on board with Tom tomorrow in that. What's the paper again?
Pasadena Weekly.
Pasadena Weekly. All right. Thank you, brother.
Perfect harmony.
All right. 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Tom, you have tweeted many times about your concern that you can't continue. And that's what, you know, I saw that and I said, oh, man, I got to get Tom on next week when I do the Malloy Show. And then, of course, minutes later, you said, hey, Brad, can I come on the Tom Mike Malloy Show? I said, yes, absolutely. You are an endangered species. Have you?
Well, you know, it's like, yeah. Nobody's interested in, you know, me spending all my time talking about how I make a living. But it is really true that cartoonists like me have the basic support network. You syndicate out your cartoon, the papers pay you, the money adds up, you pay your bills. With the evolution of the online world, somehow the whole paying the cartoonist thing or paying anybody is getting left behind. And I hear a lot, you know, I get a lot of advice about how to make a living in the brave new world online.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly from people who aren't doing it themselves, but who want to believe that it's possible. But they want me to be the sort of guinea pig.
Yeah.
I mean, there are obviously, you know, there are always exceptions. There's always the few people who kind of carve out a niche, manage to make it work or whatever. But overall, I mean, the Huffington Post is a perfect example. Huffington Post built up this entire thing, this entire reputation.
Tom, hang on. Hold the thought on HuffPo. And I know you're on kid duty, so you can't stay much longer, but can I keep you for another 5 minutes or so after the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right, thanks, brother. Tom, tomorrow, right here on the Mike Malloy Show, I'm Brad Friedman. Stay with us. 877-520-1150 if you want to get in.
Tomorrow night, will you?
Try to relax. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy, speaking with Tom Tomorrow of This Modern World, the great cartoonist, and I mean it, and I ain't just buttering him up. I look forward to it every week. It is the smartest comic strip going, and it has been unrelenting in its smartness and information that it gets across, cutting through all the BS out there. I mean, really good stuff. Go check it out at Ceylon.com if you're not familiar with them, or even if you are. Okay, Tom, you were talking. We'll have you just for a few more minutes. Oh, and I should say, phone numbers, 877-520-1150. If you have a question for Tom tomorrow, or even for me, because we're going to get on to some other topics in a bit here. Tom, you were talking about HuffPo.
Oh, yeah. Well, just in terms of, you know, the difficulty of making a living these days as an artist or writer, that's quite the example that a lot of people, you know, got paid nothing at all to mm-hmm. write, and then a few people at the top made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, because I've been writing there at Huffington Post for years, and I haven't gotten my dividend check yet from this AOL deal.
So what's your take on it? Are you going to continue writing for them?
I don't know. I'm not currently protesting, but I don't see a lot of upside to writing there, frankly, anymore. There's other places that I would rather write that are willing to pay. Not a lot, but, you know, the UK Guardian. So I don't have a position. I'm agnostic for the moment.
Ah, all right.
So how's that for a cowardly fence-sitting position? Let's see. A Cosmic Michael in the chat room asks, where did I have it here? Oh, damn it. Oh, there we go. Question for Tom tomorrow. Tom is from Wichita, Kansas originally. Is that true?
I was born there.
All right. Did he ever read Thomas Frank's book, What's the Matter with Kansas? And did he learn a lot about the GOP from the Kansas crazies growing up?
Well, as I said, I did not grow up in Kansas. I have read the Tom Frank book, but quite a few years ago at this point. But yeah. That is, I've got good Midwestern roots.
Okay, me too. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, originally. Let's get to Andy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What's on your mind, Andy?
Hey, it's great, Brad. Hey, Tom, tomorrow.
Hey.
I get you here through a local weekly.
Santa Fe Reporter.
I also subscribe to the Funny Times, and that's really great because we get a whole bunch of you in that year round that the weekly doesn't cover. But I guess it's like there's some others out there too. I mean, you know, Jan Sorensen and Boers and Durf. These guys appear in the Funny Times, or there's a bunch of others. You're not alone in this situation.
This is absolutely true. In fact, yeah. Durf and I were both hit really hard when this one chain just decided they no longer wanted to run comics. Everybody's struggling along. Durf is currently working on a graphic novel. This is an odd but true fact about this cartoonist named Durf. It's what we're talking about, in case that's not clear. He was childhood friend of Jeffrey Dahmer and has written friend might be putting it. I've read the stuff, and friend is probably putting it strong. Jeffrey Dahmer was apparently always quite the strange guy.
I got a little something to say, and that is that my uncle was a neighbor of his and ended up, he and his wife, taking care of his cats.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my God!
Anyway,
serial killer, small world.
Small world, yes. Yeah. Anyway, the point being, Durf has this great graphic novel coming out pretty soon, and so that's kind of what he's moving into as he moves away from the weekly cartoon. I got somewhat lucky the last couple of years doing some work for the band Pearl Jam.
Interesting.
Sorry. I keep going. No, I keep going. I accidentally cut Andy off there.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you know, Durf has that novel. I got somewhat lucky doing some work for the band Pearl Jam that kept me busy over the last year. There's always other things out there.
Well, I was actually thinking, Tom, when you were coming on tonight, because I was like, well, how do we show Tom's cartoons on the radio somehow?
Yeah, well.
your strip this week is about the Conservabots.
Right.
And I thought, I could go to that extra normal website. You know what I'm talking about? Where you punch in the numbers and it makes little robot animation sounds.
No, I'm afraid.
And I thought, yeah. And because of the breaking news out of Egypt, I didn't get to do it. But I thought, I bet I can make this Conservabot come to life on the air. But it made me think, have you done animation? Have you done video? Sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I did a lot of animation right at the beginning of 2001. I did some work with Saturday Night Live. I met some people. I had really basically the first online animated series. The problem there, unfortunately, we were just too far ahead of the curve, and there wasn't YouTube, and not everyone had high bandwidth and what have you. So it just it was just the wrong moment for it. But if you go to my site, I've put all that stuff up on YouTube, and if you go to my site, there's a link to the animation, and it's some pretty great stuff. I still show it when I go out and give talks and so forth, and most of it holds up pretty well.
I'm going to go out and look for that, actually, after the show. Tom Tomorrow from This Modern World. I really appreciate your spending time with us tonight when you're on kid duty, I know. Go buy the book, folks, Too Much Crazy, and for children of all ages, but specifically 4, 5, or 6, The Very Silly Mayor. You can get links, of course, over at thismodernworld.com. I've also got them up at bradblog.com. And, by the way, where are you based, Tom?
In New Haven.
In New Haven. You ever come out west?
I spent a lot of my life out west. I did not grow up out here.
give me a shout next time you're out in L.A. Would love to love to say hello, my friend. All right, brother. Keep up the very good and, frankly, very, very important work, and I really do mean that. So thank you for all you do, sir.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, have a great night. Tom Tomorrow of This Oh, he seems to have fallen down the stairs in the bargain. Tom Tomorrow of This Modern World, thismodernworld.com. Please support the independent media. I know I come on here every night and I say that, and quite often it sounds like it's self-serving because I'm independent media, but, you know, forget about me. Really, forget about me. The Chamber of Commerce has millions and millions of dollars, and Rupert Murdoch has millions and millions of dollars, and they are more than happy to put out misinformation and disinformation and discredit people like me, as we've been talking about tonight. And if you'd like, you can get in. We can talk about that some more. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. But, you know, the bad guys got plenty of money. I've said many, many times, if I was a Republican, if I would, you know, if I was Ann Coulter, I mean, you know, I'd be a millionaire by now. But telling the truth isn't quite as popular when it comes to, you know, what people are willing to pay for. There are a lot of folks out there who are more than willing to put in millions of dollars, as we've seen, as you can see tonight at the Brad blog, are willing to put in millions of dollars to discredit the truth, to discredit people like me, to discredit MSNBC. Oh, that's a liberal, that's lefty, that's it's the equivalent of Fox News, just on the left. Well, no. No, it isn't. Yes, they are progressive. But, no, they don't make stuff up. They don't just make up lies. And there was a story, again, maybe I'll get to it a little bit later here, but there was a story out of Media Matters. The Media Matters has today. There's a leaker at Fox News. I think he's a former, he or she, I guess, is a former Fox News employee who is talking to Media Matters and telling them what goes on there and explaining that at Fox News, they just out and out make stuff up. That's what these guys do. And they make a lot of money for it. Those of us who don't make stuff up, those of us who try to tell the truth, it's harder to exist. We don't have those huge right-wing institutes that pay, you know, that give money to guys like James O'Keefe to go out and lie and smear and slime people and put together phony videos. And then, you know, and he's got a network, of course. As soon as James O'Keefe goes out and puts together his phony video and lies about it, he can just walk it right on over to Andrew Breitbart. He'll post it on the big right-wing website. Fox News will pick it up and run it 24 hours around the clock. That's what these guys do. That's what those guys do. That's what... You know, and they're not conservative. We talked about this a lot last night. I won't call them conservatives. They're not conservatives. They are right-wingers. They are Republicans. They don't give a damn about you. They don't give a damn about me. They don't give a damn about their fellow citizens. They give a damn about big business, corporations, bottom lines, and profits. And all the rest of you can go to hell. And that includes a lot of you folks in the Tea Party who have been tricked into believing that these people are your friends. They are not your friends. They are using you. They are using you to get into power. They were talking to you about conservative ideals that you might believe in. Yes, fiscal conservatism, rule of law, the Constitution, these all do sound very good, don't they? I think they do. Problem is, they don't mean it. They, that party, the Republican Party, does not mean it. Fox News does not mean it. They don't care about big about smaller government. They want big government. They want to intrude into your life. They want to get in between you and your doctor. That's why they're pushing all this abortion nonsense. They've tricked you into believing they are one thing. They've tricked you into believing they are one thing that is a good thing. But then they are not that good thing. They are the bad thing. In short, they are making fools out of you. Yes, I'm talking to you Tea Party folks. And if you disagree, you can feel free to call me and tell me. Because on this show, yes, we are fair. If we're not balanced, it's only because balance is BS meant to level the playing field for the bad guys. We won't do that. But we are fair, and we would love to hear from you at 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. Whatever's on your mind, now's the time to get in. I've got some more thoughts, of course, on my friends at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who think it's just great to target me, my family, my home address. Why? Because I pointed out that they were criminals? Well, geez, I didn't point it out. You know, that's in the court papers. That's in the studies. You can look that up. They're so mean. Aren't they mean? Oh, U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Great use of $2 million of our taxpayer money that you got from the bailouts. And oh, what a mess. Man, Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Your calls and more straight ahead. 877-520-1150. Save the world with me. Glad to have you on my team. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Yeah, I'm watching you guys in the chat room. Thanks for the support. I really do appreciate it in there. The bradblog.com chat room, you can go on by and participate and disagree with them all you like. They're being very supportive in the wake of this this attack from the Chamber of Commerce. Not just on me, not just on my organization, velvetrevolution.us and stopthechamber.com, but on me personally, and my family personally. Incredible. So I think Progress now has that email up that has been redacted by them. This disinfo campaign trying to discredit folks like me. Because we have the temerity to tell the truth. Because we call out you liars. We call out you America haters. Yes, I called you America haters, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, because you don't give a damn about this country. And that's okay. It's not your job to give a damn about this country. It's your job to look out for your corporation pals. And it's their job to look out for the shareholders. It's their job, period. Their fiduciary duty, their legal job to look out for the shareholders. It's not to create jobs. They are not the job creators. They are the profit makers. So we know that's what you do. And just because I called you out on it, so did Change to Win called you out on it. StopTheChamber.com called you out on it. Poor babies.
Well, let's go hire a firm and they'll go discredit that Brad and his family.
On a bunch of wusses. 877-520-1150. Let's Let's go to CJ in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, CJ.
CG, how you doing?
CG, sorry.
To you and yours.
Hey, I'm hearing. What's that modem sound I'm hearing?
Oh, sorry. Let me step away. I had my Sirius antenna up.
Are you working for the chamber? Are you one of those spies?
I call it the Chamber of Horrors.
Are you spying on me?
Hey, Brad, I call it the Chamber of Horrors. Yeah, they're nothing but the financial branch of the Rat Publican and the Fright Wing Party. You know, that's all they are. Just like Fox.
They are nothing
but the propaganda ministry for the Fright Wing Party, the Tea Party, which really doesn't exist and never has existed. There's never been any ballot in America that had Tea Party on it. They're just the psychotic wing of the Fright Wing.
Well, you know what? There were some. And CJ, I got to let you go just because you got that crazy fax phone.
Best regards.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Actually, they were real for a while. I do believe, whether I agree with them or not, I do believe that the people who were supporting Ron Paul back in 2007, who were calling themselves at that time Tea Partiers and who were decrying the Bush administration. No, they didn't wait until until a Republican lost and a Democrat won the White House. They were out there marching in the street years ago saying, yes, Bush is a war criminal. And they were saying it today, by the way. Ron Paul supporters were at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Washington, D.C., where Dick Cheney appeared. Yes, he's still alive. Anyway, Dick Cheney appeared, and they shouted him down, as at least the Ron Paul folks did. Shouted him. I don't think we had time to play it. Maybe we have to get back. But, we had time. Yeah, no? Yeah. Okay, go ahead, play it. We got a minute. This was... There you go. That was the Conservative Political Action Conference today in Washington, D.C., where Dick Cheney made a surprise appearance. The surprise being that he's still alive or still undead, however you might want to look at it. There they shouted out, and it's reported that they were Ron Paul supporters yelling out, "You're a war criminal!" Yes, he is a war criminal. Anybody out there in the media going to report it, or are we all just going to imagine that everything is fine and hunky-dory and roses and butterflies and unicorns? I'm going to report it, whether anybody likes it or not. 877, I'll get to you, I promise, I'll get to your calls next. 877-520-1150, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, in for Mike Malloy. Delighted to be here, delighted you're with us. We got another hour straight ahead. It's going to be a big, big hour. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay with us.